I mean, it's, I'm not one to say whether or not it's right, but I'll tell you what I do know is when I put out Deconstruction, the true metal, if you want to look at it, community was very very vocal about their dislike for it, and it was surprising to me because I was thinking, well, it seems like it's a metal record. Like, yeah. What's wrong? And people say, well, you know, it's not really song-oriented, and it's got the sound of people farting on it, and like, you know. And I was like, well, saying, well, look, you know, it's a literal thing. It's part of a four-record process. And all the, you know, flatulence humor and everything was essentially me saying, well, this record is a purge for me. It feels like I took a massive dump to get it out of my system and to kind of add some closure to my that part of my life. And so it was a decision that seemed very obvious to me. And it wasn't meant to, like, expressly tick people off in the metal community, right?
Yeah.
But what I have found is that as much as the, you know, maybe longboat driving, you know, furry underpants wearing metal, you know, police are not into where I'm at, there's another element of music that is maybe, you know, a little more theatrical or maybe a little more left of center. There's people who are in a completely different scenes than metal that have heard Deconstruction and say, no, this is like killer. And for me, I think what I've come to the conclusion of recently is maybe I know a lot less about metal than I thought I did.
Wow!
You know, I had the same metal background as anybody who's in bands. You know, Judas Priest and Iron Maiden and Metallica and Venom and what have you. But maybe there's something to be said for I was never really as a part of the scene as much as just like I really like the sound of the music. And so I've never been very reverent to what does or doesn't fly within the community. But, you know, to think that I'm actually a figurehead in the metal community is like strange now because it's like I'm just doing what I do and some of it's metal and some of it's not. And my connection to it is I love what I do. I love to play. I love heavy music. I love mellow music. And I like to make people happy with what I do, right? And if I'm invited into a scene, that's cool. If I'm not invited into a scene, that's cool too. Because ultimately, either way, I'm doing it for reasons that are further in my mind than being involved in some scene or not.
Your honesty is really, really appreciated, man. I mean, that's this tall and skinny of it. Like you just said, you know, if you're invited, you're invited. If you're not, you're not. And the only one that it should matter to is you.
Totally. Totally. And I think that it's like if people's whole connection to making music is to be invited to some party, then, you know, maybe they should reevaluate whether in the first place.
Exactly. Exactly.